Iowa is still dealing with the fallout of delayed Democratic caucus results, even as the presidential candidates have already competed in New Hampshire and are preparing for the upcoming caucuses in Nevada. Today, the Iowa Democratic Party accepted the requests from caucus frontrunners Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg for a limited recanvass of more than 80 precincts. In letters to both of the campaigns, IDP Chair Troy Price wrote that the party's recanvass committee plans to start the process this Sunday and expects it to take about 2 days. Price noted that the committee will send the two campaigns more details on Friday about the costs and the timeline. The two presidential campaigns will have 24 hours after receiving that to decide if they want to go forward with their requests. And a proposal to amend the Iowa Constitution to say it doesn't protect abortion rights has been approved by a committee in the House of Representatives. It's an attempt to undo a 2018 Iowa Supreme Court ruling that strengthened abortion rights protections in the state. Those who support the amendment say it's a necessary response to so-called judicial activism. Opponents say it opens the door to banning abortion in Iowa. It could lay the groundwork for more abortion restrictions, especially if federal abortion protections are eventually overturned. 11 Republicans voted to advance the proposal and 9 Democrats voted against it. It will soon be eligible for a vote by the full House of Representatives. That's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.